When Natasha and Daniel meet, they are both at a crossroads in life. With just 24 hours before her family is deported from the U.S., Natasha wrestles between love and logic, while the two spend the day together discovering a magnetic chemistry. Fall in love with this modern-day love story starring Yara Shahidi and Charles Melton. The Sun is Also a Star, only in theaters May 17th. MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is matte reinvented. The new matte formula is where matte meets moisture, giving you the zero-shine look of a matte lipstick with instant long-term hydration and a weightless, cushiony texture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly with a wide range of shades that are sure to complement any skin tone. You know I love super bright colors, so I love the way they have them in these matte colors. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at maccosmetics.com. Lip service. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Lala Milan.
Oh, she did it. Okay.
She did it.
She did it. Lala Milan, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, girl.
For making that transition.
Girl, my heart beating fast. I'm getting excited already. We ain't even started.
Into the world of television. Boomerang picked up for another season. It's a linear check. That's what I'm talking about.
She did. You the star of that show.
Girl, don't tell me that.
You are. You make it good. Like, I'm not saying, like, because I love the show.
Yes.
But, like, you just bring something else to it. Like, you know, it's kind of like one tone and then it's you. So, it's just, it's dope.
The energy.
Girl,
yeah, the
energy. I appreciate that. Go ahead and put this part on replay twice.
So, how has life changed since the success?
Girl, which one? You know, there's different levels.
Oh, no, that's true. You got other levels, too.
Yeah. So, with the social media success, girl, that changed. Because a lot of people, you see their intentions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody come out with a mixtape or product, you know, wanting to shout out.
They want you to twerk.
You know, girl,
song.
Don't post this on your Instagram. You ain't gonna post this on your Instagram. You be like, dang. And you know, the TV one is a whole different level because at that point, you kind of weeded out, you know, who was actually there from the beginning. So it's like, sheesh, this one, you actually meet bomb people who's actually supporting you on a different level. It's lit.
It's good though because you're talented and your talent shows on Instagram first. Because some people can't make that transition,
girl.
You know, but even just the work that you do is like skits.
Yeah,
it takes some type of talent and ability. It's not just you posting a picture of yourself.
Yes, girl. I had to start putting in my captions. You know, written by, produced by, filmed by me, ho. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So they could know.
Yeah, those are like mini films.
Yes.
If you look at it like
and
that.
And it takes a lot. Like, whereas y'all see a minute, it really be taking. Sometimes it could take 5-6 hours. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's a lot.
She over there with a horse writing raps and everything.
Yes, girl. I be going in. I go to the studio, to the ranch, child. I'm just everywhere.
I like that you did over that song because I like the little Nas X song already.
Girl,
and then you killed it.
The little you missed.
That's how we knew you were perfect for lip service.
I like those kind of men
I
now.
She nasty.
We knew you'd be perfect for lip service.
She nasty.
You the one that sang it.
You right, girl.
You damn sure.
You nasty.
Well, you know what? Look. I knew it was going to be relatable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If every girl hasn't had that experience before, she wants that experience. So, you know, I was like, this is for the ladies. Mm. You know, and the niggas who like niggas.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. So
they
it's for,
like
it's for everybody. And the niggas who feel like they the half man, half horse. So it's for everybody.
Right, right.
Although, have you ever seen a horse's dick?
Yeah.
I've actually seen a woman getting fucked by a horse.
Oh, come on. Bestiality.
That's BCA. Yes. Why were you
white?
I'm calling Peter.
Because I'm crazy.
I've seen a clip of that before, too.
Like,
though. It's disgusting.
I've seen it on, you know, in porn, and I hope Jesus
so
forgives you for watching
that.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Did you look it up?
It was on the main page. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And I clicked it.
But is that illegal? I think that's illegal.
Listen, I opened a guy's laptop when I was younger or whatever. He was a football player, dude I was dating, and he had a video. I was like going through his stuff, and he had a video of a woman fucking a horse.
Oh my
and
God.
And I would not, after that, I was like, I can't fuck with this nigga.
Yeah, girl, he really told you what he was into.
And it was
right
downloaded on his.
Oh, like not just like an accidental pop up.
Maybe he was doing research.
On what?
I don't know. horses.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Horse
I've
dick.
Seen a different bestiality porns. I've seen one porn where like the girl
I'm calling
was, like,
PETA on you.
Have you
like,
ever had sex with an animal dick? Before?
No, I've never had sex with an animal. Me personally.
What about a stuffed one?
No. I'm curious at this point.
No, I mean,
we ain't gonna judge you.
I just had a moment because like you know when you're like on YouPorn or X videos or something like that.
No.
You know,
let me see.
When you click one video, there's
let me see
a
if that happened.
My God. You know what I'm saying?
It don't be.
So I found myself like clicking.
You do it
on
from your cell phone. It's
yes,
related to
yes,
what you already looked up.
Exactly.
You talking about
yeah,
you about
no,
to look it up? There ain't no
video.
Pop-ups on iPhone, sis.
No, it's not a pop-up. It's like a suggestion. You know
oh,
what
what's
I mean?
In your? Look,
no, I just Googled it.
Ange got some shit in her too.
No, I just Googled it, but they have whole sites like Beastie Gals.
That's nasty.
What else did you find?
Facebook because you looked that up and we talked about it. It's going to be all up and down the timeline as sponsor posts, right?
They're not going to put that on Facebook unless it's the Russians.
Watch. What other kind of animal can you fuck though, other than a horse?
A kitten?
You said you seen
a
that animal.
Oh my
a
God.
Kitten.
Ew, there was this disgusting video going around Twitter back in the days of
can
this,
I open this
guy fucking a chicken.
A chicken?
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right.
Like
let's
right?
How about we change the subject?
Was it
yeah,
a
what the hell?
I
my arm
that.
Pit is itching.
What is this? ZooTube. Oh my God. Animal.
Oh my God.
Animal
oh my
for
God.
Sex.
I don't know why this conversation
so
went
this
way.
So this is what y'all do up here on Lip
no,
Top?
No, we don't.
On Lip Service?
Oh my God. They have gay bestiality porn.
Ange.
What? So, like, y'all brought it up.
So, oh, God.
So, like, a man getting fucked by a horse.
I thought this was illegal.
I did not mean to do this whenever I did Hometown Row. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, this wasn't where I was going.
Oh,
with
my
that.
God. I just had a great idea for you, Lala.
Girl, I'm run scared.
It. Zoomerang. The porn version.
So what? But I'm not gonna lie. That might be good because my character is a lesbian. We got a character who's bisexual, a male character.
But you don't have one that fucks animals.
Oh, dang, you right. Okay.
That's not gonna work.
Back to you're the drawing right. board.
Okay, yeah, back to the drawing board we go.
So, how many guys are sliding in your DMs now?
You know what's crazy? Okay, I get a lot of random dudes, but I don't get no celebrities or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. You
anybody
know?
Good, though? Like, do you ever... What would make you click on someone's profile?
I'm not gonna lie, whenever they say something nice, I automatically click just out of curiosity, and they always not my type. You know, but even if they was, I wouldn't do nothing. I got a whole man, so,
okay.
You know.
But you do just take a peek. Like,
just out of curiosity, hell yeah, who doesn't?
Okay.
You know, I ain't gonna lie.
So, you have a whole man. How
yeah,
long
girl.
Have y'all been together?
It's been 3 years.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's been a whole lifetime, girl, yes.
Is he, like, super excited, more excited for you about your success than you are?
He is. He actually saw my success before I did. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything that's happening, he was like, "Bae, I been knew this was going to happen." That's and years dope. Ago, he was saying, you know, "Bae, you going to be on TV. You going to do this. You going to do that." And I'm like, "Boy, you so crazy. Like, great. I got a huge
so
supporter."
You,
but he
you
really be calling it out.
You didn't see it for yourself, like from doing the stuff on Instagram and your theme going up. Did you see the TV thing? Of it?
I wanted it, but did I actually see it? Honestly, I didn't because, you know, when a lot of times we want stuff, but actually seeing it happening, I don't know if a lot of people do, right. You know, because when it actually happens, you be so shocked like, oh, shoot, like I wanted this and it's actually here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like. I couldn't fathom, but it's actually happening. And now I'm like, hell yeah, this is what I've been wanting. So let's get it.
Yeah, let's so. Get it.
Uh huh.
Now, when did y'all move in together?
We moved in together after 3 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
How do you know when it's time to move in?
I like.
Yeah, you said you like that.
Yeah. I like moving fast.
Well, here's the thing. He lived in New Orleans okay. and I lived in Atlanta. You know, we met during Essence and
oh,
it was,
okay.
yeah, girl. So
how
go get
happen?
Y'all men during
I was
Essence.
About to say, let me book my trip.
I don't have a lot of
coming
cute
up.
Stories. Yes. So we was in front of the strip club mm-hmm. on Bourbon and I was walking out the door and he grabbed my hand talking about something. Say, love, let me talk to you for a second. I said, huh, what you want?
Those accents in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
You know,
girl,
yeah.
I turned around, was a chocolate stallion, nigga. I said, me.
Here we go with this bestiality again. Oh my
God. Damn it. Have horse, huh?
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, to be honest, girl, I didn't know if it was going to work or not, but I was like, hell, this is my house, so I can always kick him out if it don't.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's hard. Sometimes he might be squatting up in there and have some type of rights.
Girl, you never know, but it was bomb. Like, hell, and here we go.
Did you live with anybody prior, like before him, or is this the first person?
I had lived with my ex-boyfriend, and I didn't want to be with him no more, so I kicked him out.
Damn.
You know, and yeah.
So you're not moving in no one's house. Everyone's moving into your house.
That's how it initially started, but now we live together, and it's both of us. Okay. Ours. Yeah.
So you can't kick him out no more.
No, I can't. Both of our names is on the lease.
God
so.
Damn it.
But I would pridefully be the one to take my name off the lease and go get my own. If I ever got to that point.
You like moving fast too though, Stephanie.
Yeah, I do.
So what's the fastest time until you moved in with someone?
Me and my son's father, like the first time we had sex, that's it. We lived together.
Damn.
Shut
never
up.
That's it. We never, I like, I
who moved in with who?
Left.
You squatted.
Oh, you went to his house.
I squatted at his house. I said,
are y'all still together?
No, but we were together for 7.5 years. We were together for a long time. But we've been broken up now for 7 years.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah.
Okay, so it's canceled now. I'm pretty much 7-7 neutral.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
Was there ever like a discussion of you? Was he like, go
well,
get
what
your stuff?
Happened was, like I said, the first time we slept together, we wanted to sleep together the next day. And then we wanted to sleep together the day after that. And then it just, we just were inseparable. Mm-hmm. I just never left.
So
his mom,
never,
and it was funny because he was renting an apartment in his mom's house, right? Like his mother owns a house, and he was renting the one on the first floor, and his sister was.
This is
the
a
one.
New York situation.
Yes, yeah,
exactly. Okay. Having like three family houses.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got you.
So he was renting a one bedroom apartment. No, it was a three bedroom. That was a big ass apartment in his mom's house, and she was like. Like she noticed that I was there every day for like 2 months. She was like, "All right, so I guess I'm gonna raise the rent."
Damn, that's a fact.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
she
tough
raised
love.
The rent.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of landlord Angie.
I wish. I would like to be that. I'm too nice.
She do want to be that
girl.
Kind.
Get an assistant to come in and start doing it for you. Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, I don't know
what
that's
if the assistant is the person that lives there.
Oh, never mind.
She gotta raise her own rent.
Oh, see, okay. Sorry, assistant.
You think that you're too nice of a person too? You seem like a really sweet, nice person.
That's a lie. I give that off because I can be that kind of person. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it depends on the situation. I think that's most people, though. You know, everybody got different sides.
No, some people are bitchy all the time.
Yeah. Oh, not me. No. I'm not that kind of person. And I don't like to be, you know, that kind of person at all. But when people take your kindness for weakness, you got to, you know, kind of let them know, honey, don't play with me.
Mm-hmm. So let's move back to the beginning of this relationship. You're on Bourbon Street.
I thought
Street.
She was about to say beginning of the convo. Please, no.
No. You keep on bringing up horses.
Okay,
and stuff.
No, I do not. Okay,
what's wrong with
back to the relationship.
All right, so what happened that he caught your attention?
Yeah, girl.
Right? Asked for your number.
He did.
And then did y'all go out that night? Because that's always cute.
Well, yeah, we actually did, girl. We was, I was walking down the street later on and I saw him talking to some girls and I was like, wow, nigga, really? And he's like, no. These is my cousins. He was like, you know, this is my cousin, so and so, da da da. And I was like, okay, how y'all doing? You know, because at first I was about to be like, these hoes always thirsty.
Y'all that shit. That's his family.
Yes. But then he was like, you hungry? Let's go get something to eat. And I was like, okay. He's like, where you want to go? I love me a Waffle House, girl. Okay. So I was like, let's do Waffle House.
But you're in New Orleans. There's so
it
many
places. It was late as hell, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a whole bunch of stuff open on Bourbon, but that's really just drunk food, you know? And I don't drink. So right. I was like, let's do Waffle House. We went to Waffle House, whatever. The crazy thing, he ain't know who the hell I was. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's what he says.
Yeah, no, he really did not. He didn't have social media, so people was coming up and asking for pictures, and he was like, "Who are you? Like, what do you do?" And I was like, "People keep mistaking me for somebody," and I was like, "I just go with it," because I didn't want him to know. Because I was
you
like,
lied.
I did, because I was like, "This nigga going to turn out to be a rapper and want me to promote his mixtape," and I can't. You
now
know,
I gotta write his wrong.
Exactly. So I was like, "I'm not doing this," but you know, eventually he was like. 2 days later, he was like, send me your Instagram. We were seeing each other for 4 days in a row. And he sent it to his mom. And she was like, oh, my God, God, that's Lala. She is so funny. And I was like, great, cover's blown. But child, he ended up, we was like still dealing with each other. The best part of that, it's a long story, but on the last day I was there, he ended up working overnight, and he came to the airport. He was like, you know, where you at? I want to see you off before you leave. And I was like, I'm at the airport. He was like, dang, I hate that. I'm going to miss you. And he was like, turn around. I turn around, child. He right there behind me in the TSA line. I was like,
no.
Oh, my God. Yes. At the airport and walked through my thing. I'm like, I love him.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get married.
Yes, girl.
Did you really love him at that moment? Hell, did you feel like girl. That? Did
I
you
tell cried. Him? Yes, child, I cried.
And you told him
gate.
I love you?
No, I ain't told him that, child. Please. In my head, though, I was like, this is my boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Love him.
And it was just like, we kept talking every single day. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I ain't never had a nigga do nothing for me. I'm used to niggas, you know, let me hold some, you know. Oh, I left my car. You know what I'm saying? This nigga done took me out to eat. You know, offered me to get my freaking nails done and stuff, but it was 4th of July, so everything is closed. Like, he taking care of me on out of 4 days. He done done for me, you know, more than what niggas have in a lifetime. I'm like, crazy. He the one, yeah. You know, child. So after it was easy, you know, 3 months, nigga, come live with me. Hell, come live with me. What you need? Right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, correction. What if you got he ain't bum off of me.
What though. If you got on the plane and he was like, turn around, and he was sitting in the seat behind you?
That might be too far, girl.
I would have been like, oh, hell no!
Bum, bum, bum. Stop the plane. No, that would have been too much.
Because it's hard to know what's too much. Right?
Where does the line get drawn?
Certain things is like stalkerish, and some things are sweet. It depends.
Yes, yes. There is definitely a thin line between lovely and insane. You know what I'm saying? But he was right there at it, and I was like, oh my God! But if he would have been on a plane and said, "Turn around," I probably would have pissed on myself.
He would have had to shake that.
Girl, yes, I would have peed on myself so kindly. Got up, whole wet spot for real.
Because it's true, guys could do something sweet, but if you're not into them or you're not attracted to them, it's annoying as fuck.
Right. Tell me about it. Right. Oh my God. My ex couldn't stand that nigga. He was so whack and lame, but I got with him because he was so nice and I never had that before, mm-hmm. You know? So part of the reason why I stayed with him longer than necessary. But it was just like, after a while, the nigga was just breathing and I was like, oh. Like,
that's leave how you know when you breathe.
Yes. Like, why are you breathing so normally? Get out. Like,
look at the way that nigga's blinking. That shit get on my fucking nerves. Why he gotta blink?
For real. It was bad. So yes, girl. I ain't gonna lie to you. I couldn't believe that I freaking finally found a nigga who I was like in love with and like had everything I wanted, fine as hell, all that. Like, sheesh, who would have thought?
How long was you single before meeting him?
I was single for 2 years.
Oh,
yeah. Really? So I had broke up with my ex, whatever. And then 2 years after, I ended up dealing with him. But, you know, I was dating in between. But I already knew. I was like, hell, I'm going into this industry as a female. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to date and find nothing serious. So you might as well just find some niggas to keep you occupied and keep it pushing.
Effective natural skincare products are essential. With Procure, you can feel better about feeling better. Their products are powered by science and enriched with nature with guilt-free formulas that really work and that you can trust. Their products contain no parabens, alcohol, or fragrance. They just use proven remedies and natural botanicals, so you get all the medicine you need, plus skin-loving ingredients. To heal itchy, irritated skin, try fast-acting hydrocortisone with calendula. Enhanced with organic calendula extracts and organic coconut oil to moisturize and reduce inflammation. Believe me, I just got back from Dominican Republic and the mosquitoes tore my ankles up. Thank goodness for Procure, because now I don't have to scratch and the inflammation's gone down already. And check out RosaCare to clear flushed red bumpy skin caused by rosacea without irritating skin further. RosaCare treats redness and evens out skin tone. Try Procure's Hydrocortisone and RosaCare today and get a special $3 discount on Amazon using the code 3ANGELA. This is safe for your whole entire family, and it's for men and women also. Just go to ProcureHeels.com/Angela to be directed to Amazon, where you'll get a special $3 discount with the code 3ANGELA. That's the number 3 plus Angela, all one word, and make sure you type it in all caps. ProcureHeels.com/Angela, code 3ANGELA.
So you don't like industry, well, before, because obviously you're in a race relationship, but you didn't like industry guys and industry relationships.
Well, to be honest, like, no, I didn't. Just simply put, because it's like, one, with industry people, to me, the industry type of dudes that I was seeing, you automatically gonna get played. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to be wishful about it, but
you know what it is.
You just kind of see it everywhere, and it's like, why would you put yourself up to that? So it's like, mm-hmm. go ahead and get you a normal nigga who feel like you actually got something going for yourself, mm-hmm. and he appreciate it, and you mm-hmm. bring something to his table. You know, and you ain't gotta worry about those issues.
I always say that too. I'll be like, there's certain guys that might want to talk to, and you like, that's like a setup for failure mm-hmm. already. Mm-hmm.
They
like,
might be fine as hell and everything, but you like, nah, I ain't even about to set myself up for the right. play.
I think that's always been my problem, because mm-hmm. I like, and that's how she made her face. Like, I'm like a, mm-hmm. I like looks a lot too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm gonna go normally for the guy that all girls want. Like, girl, you know what I mean? What I,
yeah.
Right. So then you end up with the same problem over and over again.
Yes.
And it's just like, you're setting yourself up for
and
failure.
You know exactly what it is, girl, but it's just like a drug, child. When you see that different. Nigga, you be like, look, you gonna be the one to change my mind on these niggas. Then he drag mm-hmm. you right through the gut again.
Exactly. Come on. So I think you're right. I think the older I'm getting, and the more I start to see like, this ain't the kind of nigga that I need to fuck with.
Freaking regular dude who got a banging job, you know what I'm saying?
I just keep finding like the ones that I decide to even mm-hmm. entertain, they mm-hmm. are just so insecure about like I have a really strong personality, so like same. And I'm out, well yeah of course, so and being out sometimes they just get so insecure like mm-hmm. oh, you cool with this person, are you hanging out with this person? So mm-hmm. I feel like that has always been the issue that mm-hmm. I've had, you know what I mean? But
it'd be so annoying because it's like, clearly I'm with you. And right. for females, it's a different thing. Like when we like you, nigga, like we really, really like right. you.
We don't even pay attention to
come
anything
on,
else.
We yeah, really like,
we don't.
Don't
even care
exactly.
about money, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't care about none of that.
But guys haircut, get so, we don't care.
Right, guys get so easily distracted that I feel never like lied. That they think that you're like them, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So you're out there. So if I'm mm-hmm. around somebody like, I can't even think of nobody's name.
Drake.
Yeah, that's a perfect person to say, because that's somebody that guys know.
Guys are always insecure about him.
Yeah. So if I'm cool with somebody like Drake, I can't really expect this man to think that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not. Drake is better than you. Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah.
He got how much more money?
That don't make
more,
him better than
but
you.
But I mean,
though.
Successfully,
in,
his,
in a man's mind.
That's how he's going to think.
That's what he's thinking. Yeah. I can't do what he could do.
That's how he's going to think. So, do you think your man could just like, not yours particularly, but mm-hmm. a man could be around Rihanna in a room and she's flirting with him and shit and he not gonna fuck her?
I'd be like, go ahead, but she gonna diss you.
Yeah, exactly.
She gonna diss you. I'm not gonna lie to her. My nigga's around Rihanna and she wanna smash, nigga, smash, but you better finesse and get a check too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
get
bring it home.
Hello?
You know, yeah, girl.
If I ain't the lead
at least let
person.
It be beneficial.
Right. Something. Get something
that's
out
true.
Of it.
But also, can I join?
We already know if Rihanna smashes you, she ain't gonna fuck with you for too long.
At all.
Yeah. She's not gonna stay interested in you. She's gonna find somebody better.
It's weird, the guy that she decided to choose, and it's the only industry dude, I mean non-industry dude, out of all the guys we've seen.
He industry as hell, just not in our culture.
And that, you're right.
That's smart. She found a dumb loophole, girl. Bomb.
Crazy. I said, that's admirable, sis.
Yes.
Somebody that none of us really know like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yet this nigga's still that nigga.
Right.
Ain't that crazy?
She came up.
Yes.
And she's just flying under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just but, like Eve.
And you got, that's true.
Come on.
They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Eve done turned her whole life around.
Come on.
So who's Stevie J? Who?
Look.
But you know, it's true that as we get older, right, our tastes change.
Yes.
So
oh
much.
My God.
Absolutely.
Girl. I think about when we started lip service, Stephanie, the type of things that you, the guys that you were interested in. Her man was in jail at the time. Remember that?
Yeah, he was about to go to jail. The guy I was dating. I was dating a street guy.
She was like,
guy.
I'm going to be with him forever.
Come on.
Yeah, I was dating a street guy, and I only ended up being with him for 11 months, which felt like an entire lifetime.
I was about to say, that's a long time in today's time.
No, it felt like a lifetime. Mm-hmm. You would have thought that we were together for 10 years. And then, I don't know what happened after that.
He went to jail?
Yeah, he went to jail.
They broke up quick after that. She was like, no, I'm going to hold him down.
I'm going to hold it down, hold it down.
No, he wasn't. How long was he going to serve?
2.5 years.
Okay.
I was planning on holding it down.
That's an associate's degree.
But he, right. You know, that's a way to look at it. Uh-uh. That's a good way to look at it. But he didn't want to be with me while he was in jail. He said he couldn't handle thinking about me being outside while he was in there.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And he was right, because I was definitely going to be fucking other guys.
Right.
Right.
I remember you went on a trip somewhere. You were like in Vegas and he had lost his mind.
Yeah, I was in Vegas 3 days after he went into the jail and I was on the airplane.
Like, you're supposed to be in jail.
You gotta live. Yeah.
What I'm gonna do?
You're not in jail. Solitary confinement.
I was in Vegas running around with the Floyd Taraj with like 50 bitches.
The money team.
Now, do you see what I'm saying? Now, say you the regular nigga that day. You say you're not in jail.
The guy called me and he's like, slut, whore, bitch. I'm never gonna speak to you again.
Did he say that when it said you have a collect call from?
No, he was paying for the calls at the time.
Okay, he got patient.
Sure.
I feel that.
For sure.
That sucks.
For sure.
Mm-mm.
And then after that, if we're talking about changing in times, remember when I first started the show, I was a lush. I was drinking so much. I used to get blackout drunk on this show.
Yeah.
On this show?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
I used to be blackout drunk on this show.
She'll be like, what happened?
Yeah. And then I was single for like a year. Mm-hmm. I was single for a year. And then that was like a weird time.
Are you single now?
No.
So you're always in a relationship?
Pretty much. Yep. Wow. Yeah. I just literally came out of one relationship and now I'm back with one of my ex-boyfriends from when I was a kid.
Yeah. A little backwash situation.
Yeah.
Backwash.
So like, and I literally was single
for like...
How
long
was the
space in between? Yeah.
The last time, me and... this is funny.
Okay, girl.
He and I, we broke up like... 2 weeks before I started, I got back with my ex.
That's enough for a vaginal detox.
2 weeks. Yeah, yeah. No. But no, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't fuck him for like almost 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a long distance
relationship.
Girl, I was
going to say, get you some yoni pearls or something like that.
Yeah,
make
nah.
The process
like,
feel
I feel
better.
Like I had a big space between dicks.
That's cute. Okay, good. Get the yoni pearls. And yoni pearls, some things you stick up there and apparently
it makes
they
it
just
good.
Take out all the extra stuff, girl. Tighten up your walls a little bit and apparently get your pH right.
What? I've never heard of this before.
I heard of it, but I didn't know exactly what it is. They better pay me for this plug.
How long do you leave them in?
If I'm not mistaken, you leave it in for a couple of days.
While you walk around and do stuff?
Yeah, girl, you don't feel... I mean, when you put your tampon in, you don't feel nothing.
Not for
a couple
days.
Yeah. Yes, girl, so it could go ahead and take all that stuff out.
So you put it back in?
No, you take it out, and then you see all the stuff that's on there.
Ugh. Oh, that might just...
Oh, my God.
I mean, you got to think about it, honey. Our bodily oven is a whole situation.
Yeah,
y'all.
It is a situation.
Yes,
you gotta
girl,
clean
we got
it.
Freaking periods. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, regular discharge, honey. And sometimes if you got a cute little situation, child, sperm. You got a regular flow. Yeah. That too, mm-hmm. child. You got, you know, toaster strudels or, you know,
oh,
you
no,
know.
No.
Toaster strudels.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Yes. You know, so all those. Yes, you
yeah,
need
no,
to
but
go
I
ahead
think I gave
quit.
It a good time. And I mean, the last guy I was with, like we said, last time, like he and I were breaking up for like a year.
Mm-hmm. But together he didn't for 2 years. Know that though.
No, he did not know that. Yeah. Actually,
that's one thing with
apparently,
women. We be broken
yeah, we
up
broken
in
up.
Our mind, but
yeah,
still
exactly.
be there.
That's funny you say that because I really don't think that he realized we were breaking up for a year. Like, bro, you thought I was just dealing with that? Like,
yeah,
I was
you
dealing.
You be planning
bro.
Financially. You be choosing
right.
where you gonna go. You gonna choose your
no,
next
exactly.
move.
Exactly. I literally.
That's
made,
what I
like,
did. I was
so
in a relationship for 2 years, but really only 6 months.
Like, I live in a
right. Exactly.
Yes,
you were breaking up.
Yes, girl. I was stacking my. Money, all that stuff.
It's
yes,
like whenever
yes,
you
yes.
had it up to here, you still got a little more.
Yes, just until you can escape.
And that's
yes.
it.
But back to you was saying about how your taste changed. Girl,
mm-hmm.
random niggas who I like had a crush on and stuff like that back in the days hit me up, you know, talking about
and
something. And you still look the same. Da, 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 and we're like, I used to like you and you ain't like me. hell
no. No, but about taste changing, I feel like in those relationships, like the one I was with last, like he's totally different from mm-hmm. anything I've ever been with. But this one is like the one, he's not like the one that went to jail, but it's kind of the same because he's
Thug Love.
Yes, exactly.
But if you was dating somebody,
so I feel like I went right back to what I'm used to.
If you were dating somebody and 2 weeks later they was in another relationship, I would think they was cheating on me.
Well,
the whole
not if it's
yes,
with their ass though, too.
She said, as you should.
No, I would think that they was definitely talking. This ain't your last and they was warming up.
But how would they even know? Because after, I think when you break up with somebody, you're not going to post it on social media, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, but all you got to do is like.
I wouldn't.
You can see the liking of the pictures. When you glowing different, sis.
Right.
You
feeling good. But we also be doing that on purpose.
Who the hell she been messing with?
We do that on purpose,
No, girl, you could tell the difference between a forced and a real.
And a real one. Yeah.
Can you not?
You could tell when a girl doesn't care anymore about you, when she ain't flexing for you.
Hell yeah. Whenever she really just continuing on regular, dang, she really don't care. But when she like,
I think the best thing to do is to not post at all, and they have no idea what you're doing.
I think so too.
That makes them madder than anything.
Yeah, well, like my checks gotta go on.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
You gotta post.
But what I'm saying is, you know, for us, like if I'm broken up with you, I just won't post anything for a while because I don't want you spying on me and seeing what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I don't want you to know what city I'm in. I was on that wave. I just started posting again like the other day.
Right, and like you definitely would be here, and I'm
you
like,
know, I was about to say he probably listening to this one. So shout out to her ex.
Yeah, he's over now. In.
Psych, let me stop.
Yeah, shout out to his family members and whoever listens to this show. Yeah, I'm in a totally whole new relationship.
That's
a,
that's
family
up.
Members.
Hey, yo, mom.
No,
fuck your son. Yeah. No, I got another dick.
Everybody's God mom be them, liking though. You too. I'm sure.
Yeah, no, actually, I do. Every time parents and family members meet me, they're like, "Wow, I like her. She's so real.
Yes.
She's so herself."
And still can't persuade their family member to get right. That nigga still
that's
be
dogging.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what breaks my heart. That breaks my heart about things, because I get with guys, and you know, we fall in love. And
you fall in love
now
with their
I'm around
family.
Your family.
Yes.
And your family loves me. We have
absolutely.
These great relationships.
And they love and the other bitch too. That's
no
coming
matter
over.
What, no matter how much I tell them, yo, you should talk to him, man, because he's treating me like shit.
They should tell that man.
And they're like,
do?
Steph, I do talk to him.
Yeah, they but really do.
I don't get
and
nobody's family involved. Like, I don't talk to my boyfriend's family about issues that I have with him because I don't want them to feel like, first of all, I know your first obligation is to
is
him. So I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think that they're ever going
to
be.
They're always going to
on your side
back.
I did have my ex-boyfriend, his cousin was like, why are you dating my cousin? She was like,
dude,
I really like
respect.
You she was like, I really like you a lot, and he doesn't deserve you, and honestly, like, he's no good.
Oh,
he's got issues.
And you kept dating her?
No, I didn't
cousin.
We actually broke up
after
yeah,
she
we
said
broke
that
up because we were gonna break up anyway.
Oh, okay.
So
she
told me that, you know, I was like, so your cousin said
this is confirmation.
I did.
You see?
No, but
that's
it was.
Why the family
don't
look
say
out
nothing.
No,
oh,
but it's,
please, his family but, members were dropping his tea all the time.
Yeah,
please.
That does happen. And
I swear,
after that he didn't talk to his cousin for like 2 years.
I bet.
But I also stopped dating him anyway after that, so it was real. Like, I think that if you want to know those things, if you're not going to do nothing about it, there's no point in gathering information.
Hell yeah.
To stay with somebody. What's the
right.
point?
I agree.
Right. Some girls just like to, I don't know, some girls I feel like they just like to know so they can want to do it, but they still just can't bring themselves to do it. Honey, it's a dick thing, you understand?
It's a dick thing. All right, now we have people that have questions.
Oh, God.
So they said, hey, ladies, she wants to be anonymous. Could you trust a guy who's liked you for years, but has always had a girlfriend, and I've always had someone, and left his girlfriend for you? I always kept it cool with him, and now that I'm single, he tried talking to me again, but I said, until he's not with his girl, I don't want to hear from him. But can I even trust him?
If you liked me all this time while you had a girlfriend, I mean, when I become your girlfriend, somebody got to take my spot of you liking her now in right. my mind. So right. no, I can't. And subconsciously, I feel like that would be a small insecurity of mine that came from that. So I wouldn't even put myself through it.
But what if he really did break up with her for you? Like, I don't want it.
I don't
right.
want it. You breaking
like
up with somebody for
side.
Me, you'll break up with me for somebody.
And
you
it
just
always
gotta,
happen.
Yeah, you it always got to think about when your spot opens, when you take somebody's spot, somebody is coming for yours next.
Because that's what he's used to and that's what he does. So if for all the years he's been crushing on somebody else, when you his girlfriend, he's going to be crushing on somebody else.
He probably told his girlfriend that too at the time I broke up with her for you.
Right, right.
And she thought that was so sweet.
I think even when a nigga says that, that just shows like the kind of person he even thinks you are.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because it's just like, well, I'm going to leave her for you. And you're like, what the fuck? Do I look insecure and dumb? Like,
am I a homewrecker?
Yeah. Or like, what do you think of me? Like, that to me, that's just crazy. Don't even talk.
Yeah, I'm the type of be like, don't talk leave about her. No other stay woman. Over there.
That's exactly that's what I'd be saying. I'll be on. Stay yeah. with her. Work
stay
it
right
out.
Over
don't
there.
Don't talk about. I don't even like. I started dating this guy, mm-hmm. and he had broke up with his ex girlfriend or whatever, and he would come to me about their problems. Mm-hmm. Like, oh well, and you know she did this and she did that. So one day I was like, you know what? Don't talk to me about that woman no more. I don't mm-hmm. care what
right.
y'all got going on. Mm-hmm. That's y'all thing. Y'all broken up. That's yeah. all I worry care mm-hmm. about. Yeah. If y'all together, then okay. But I don't want you confiding in me about right. another woman.
Like, how you gonna like, eat I'm my pussy and then look up and ask for advice?
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. That's a fact. No, that sounds yes. crazy to me.
Like, that's good.
OMGYes.com is a website about women's sexual pleasure. When it comes to actual ways women touch themselves or ways partners touch women, there's a lot of BS out there that isn't based in fact or research. For instance, there's lists of sex tips and things that people just, quote, heard somewhere. OMG Yes decided to get the truth out there and bust the myths. They did scientific research and interviewed over 20,000 women ages 18 to 95 about what actually feels good and why. What they found was that women vary in what they like, duh, but there are also lots of shared techniques, like ingredients people combine in different ways for more pleasure and better orgasms. We all want that. The site has short videos of all kinds of women sharing and showing these techniques. It's explicit, but it's not at all porny. The videos are comfortable, like friends sharing recipes or travel tips. You'll get more clear on the things you like and find out things you've never even thought of, just like listening to lip service. Season 2 just came out, and it's all about penetration and ways people make penetration more pleasurable. While 18% of women orgasm from regular in-and-out penetration, there are other penetration techniques that lead to orgasm for over 75% of women. Isn't that our goal? 47% of women have had multiple orgasms. Lots of women think they can't have multiples because they get really sensitive right after the first one. But by altering the technique after the orgasm in specific ways, lots can build to seconds and thirds. Check out newly released season 2 and get $5 off at omgyes.com/Angela. That's omgyes.com/Angela. All right, now here's the next question. Have you ladies ever been on a blind date? Mm-hmm. If so, what are some things I should be cautious of?
A blind date.
Right.
Just don't go. Like,
you wouldn't go on a blind date?
I would be mad if he's ugly.
I remember when I was a kid. My sister, she had met this guy on the train or something. Like, that's how young we were. And she was like, oh, she never liked going anywhere by herself. So she's like, oh, come with me. He's going to bring his friend. So I was like, cool. Maybe this I'm going to meet my new boyfriend.
Or at least get a free dinner.
And I was a little girl. I was like a kid. I was like 13 years old.
Oh,
I was
my God.
A kid. Yeah. And I was so mean to him because I didn't like the way he looked. I was
There's so much
I was
technology
immature.
Nowadays right. that it don't
He doesn't
have to
sing
be
Ignition,
blind.
Does he?
No, okay. No, he doesn't.
Sure. No, there's so much technology nowadays. You can at least
you
show
can
me
send
a picture and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Come on, now pictures
it's
can be deceiving. We know this a lot. Yeah,
show
we
me a picture from within the last week so I know it's real.
Show me a selfie right now.
For real.
What you got on.
And
when
they
do the
say 41
like this,
weeks
you
ago.
Know, beware.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They take the
no.
selfie from this angle
you
up
ain't
above.
Never lied.
Like, I just feel like blind dates to me, like, forget. I say we're not even talking about looks. I can't sit down with somebody that I can't like laugh and have a conversation with. I can't see having a torturous dinner
through it.
You get
yeah,
what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
I would be like, I gotta go to the bathroom
and never come back.
Never come
but
back.
But a blind date could be good sometimes. You never
have
know.
Have you went on one?
A good one, no.
Well, there you go.
But I've had some bad ones. Have I ever been on a good blind date? I haven't been on a lot of blind dates because mostly I date people that I know. Like,
mm-hmm. right.
I meet you in person.
Right,
right.
It's never like I'm like, I need a date. And then
yeah,
someone has
a blind date in my adult life.
We had friends in common.
Cute.
And yeah,
did they set y'all up?
No, we just were there and he was trying to holler at me for a minute.
Oh, okay.
That's how
okay.
he gave
blind date.
It started off him asking for my number.
It's a blind date for guys when they reach out to like Insta chicks and they're like, right?
That's
a blind
date.
Didn't
you say you was an Insta girl?
Yeah, I'm an Insta, but I look like my pictures. Like,
that's
I don't
a thirst date.
Yeah.
Do you for real?
Huh?
Cause I'm asking for
what
real.
Because
you know, people will be like, they won't, people, of course, you think you look like your pictures.
No, but I get recognized all the time with no makeup on, looking
okay.
crazy.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah Stephanie yeah. looks like Stephanie.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I look like my, I tried so hard not to edit them up and put
yeah,
filters and
girl,
shit.
Girl,
because
listen, a
because
lot of girls.
It's fucked up if you can't recognize
yes,
a person.
And a lot of girl, they feel, no offense to you, no, like, no, not even being funny, a lot of people will be like, you know, they feel like they look just like it, you know, and then it's like, sis, that's not you.
You don't look like that.
That's not your.
I never thought about it. You think they look like that?
Yes, they do.
Hell yeah. Some that's people. Why all of their pictures are altered to look the exact same way.
She's absolutely right.
But that's a
right.
blind date. Like, if a football player reaches out to an Insta chick and she shows up and she got like a fat stomach. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a blind date.
No, or she could look like her picture and it's still a blind date.
That's what I'm saying. Is it a blind date?
But she's being funny. It's still a blind date
no matter what. No matter what. Like, if
still a blind date.
If a football player reaches out to a person on Instagram. It's a wish I was blind.
She might have had a flat stomach that day. Maybe she was eating bread all week. You don't know.
She had a bread baby.
Oh my God.
That's a fact.
It's pizza weeks for me. There's salad weeks for me. And the stomach is a little tighter.
And
there are some days. But face wise and all that shit, like if you this big and you look this big, I don't like when people do that shit. That's crazy. But I just feel like I get what you're saying. Instagram is like the new blind date, or like you hook each other.
You never see each other in person.
You don't. You just see the pictures online.
I can't even imagine going on a date. That's like online dating, which is different. Blind date is like I didn't even know
what you look like. I haven't talked to you and stuff like that.
So it's not the same.
Yeah, it's just online dating at that point.
Oh, okay. So we eliminate. The blind date with the online
Bird
date.
Box date.
Okay. Bird Box
I'm so scared that the person gonna be a psycho, murderer, killer, or some
that
shit.
That happened to somebody you met in person somewhere.
Listen, I don't care.
With you
it's
too.
Different. At least I felt their vibe. You can't really get somebody vibe
through
DM.
I'm gonna be understanding that because it's like, why don't y'all talk on the phone, child? Why don't y'all freaking get to know each other before y'all meet up if y'all doing, you know,
cat
and stuff.
Fish. Motherfuckers have fallen in love for 3 years.
People be having arranged marriages and never even know each other.
And not in this culture. Come on.
No, yeah. No. That was like if mad years ago. Yeah.
And hello, 90 Day Fiancé.
That's
for
money.
And what about Married at First Sight?
Entertainment.
None of us is practicing Muslim from young. And that's something like my cousin, when she turned 16, she was promised to marriage. And they got like 9 kids now. And she's like my same age.
And she loves her husband?
She loves her husband. But that, you know how rare that is?
That
would have
been great if I could have did that. Just
get
it over with.
I think it's more common in arranged marriages than you think.
I just feel like in certain cultures, because that's not our culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like my uncle goes to the Mecca and shit, like they're real Muslims. Like not like,
that's lit.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not like a fake 'em salake 'em. Like they really Muslim. So.
Wow.
I just, no, cause you know how some people be acting like they Muslim just cause they got a kufi on, but like they not. So.
Oh, I know a lot of fake Muslims.
You get what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Exactly. So no, like they really practice this. So she have a choice. Like ain't no divorce. Ain't no, she was gonna have to love him because that was it.
Ain't no divorce.
Ain't no divorce.
Dang, I heard it at one of my Lyft drivers before. She was like really annoyed. Yes, girl, she was venting to me. I'm like, we got reverse roles right now. Like she was literally, her phone rang twice. Both times it was her husband, and she's literally going off like he gets on my nerves. He's always calling me, and I was like, well, you know. Why don't y'all get a divorce? You know, like, that's the first thing that came to mind because it was bad. And she was like, well, we've been together for so long and we have kids and it was arranged. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Are we almost there?
I didn't even know what else
so
to say.
Funny
thank
when,
God we reached
when
my
your
destination.
Lyft driver talks. I had a Lyft driver one time and he was telling me all his business. Mm-hmm. So he's married. He's older. He was like 70 something.
Dang.
But his
he
wife,
was driving?
Yeah.
You let him?
He could see?
Because he wanted to get out of the house. FYI, we have 70 something year olds running for president right now.
True.
But anyway.
I don't trust him.
He was he was driving and he was talking to me about his wife and he was saying that she basically is really sick. And she can't like get out of the bed, so he has to take care of her at home and all of that. And he's like, I just feel trapped in the house. I want to be able to go out and date other people and live my own life, but then I feel guilty. He's like, I want to put her in a home, but she won't let me.
It's like,
hell
Smith.
Yeah, she ain't letting that man go. I done been with you all these years, and I get sick, and you ain't gonna take care of me, nigga. Stay right here with me.
Is he wrong though? Like super wrong for
I've
that?
I've heard of people who
he's
actually do that. And
selfish.
But it's like I think that's an I don't think it's right or wrong. It depends on how y'all feel as a unit. You know what I'm saying? If she was fine with it, then it would be fine for them. Mm-hmm. But since she's not, it's not cool.
Right. That's a conversation for sure. Mm-hmm. Like if you get sick to the point where you can't suck his dick, then I feel like he should be able to come to
okay,
you.
Okay, now L'Oreal.
What?
That's 70 something, sis. What the hell?
He still wants his dick sucked.
Oh my God. Just sucking dick is a reason to say I need to go out and
he needs affection. He needs love. He wants someone. You know what I mean? So obviously she's not able to give that to him.
He didn't say anything about sucking dick. Just
all I'm thinking about is wrinkly old saggy balls now. Thanks with gray hair.
But you know that they the ones with the money. And when they die, they leave it to you.
All that. What?
Like Nicole, Anna Nicole. Remember she got rich?
I thought she didn't get rich.
I thought they was trying to give her the money, but the family didn't. He left her the money in the will, but the family didn't want her to get the money.
I don't know that worked out for her, but
I don't think it worked out. I think her fame is what got her money.
Oh, I thought she was marrying the old man that had the bread.
I think she lost the settlement because his family sued her.
I don't know. Something happened.
Because his family said he wasn't in his right mind.
Imagine you done sucked that dick all that time for no reason.
And you knew he was about to die. You thought you were about to come into riches.
You think he's about to die and he hold on for 20 more years.
Oh my God.
How sick would you be?
I'm 104. I know this guy.
And it's because of you.
Thank you. You keep me alive.
You kept me alive. You took care of me. Yo, you would be so sick. No, but I knew this guy. He's gay, obviously, and he married.
Why is it obvious?
Because I'm about to say he married a man.
I knew this guy. He's gay, obviously.
I was going to say he married a man, so that would have to make him gay. But y'all cut me off, bitches. So he married this man.
Obviously.
The nigga dies after a month of him marrying him, right? This nigga has all this money, mad money. Don't you know my friend blew through it in less than a year?
I'm not surprised.
He was taking jets with this man's money, all kind of stuff. And people was like, what happened to your husband? He would just be like, he died. And that would be it. So
did he kill him?
His family said that, but there's nothing they could do. Whatever they did with Anna Nicole.
And this is your friend?
He was a friend of mine, yes.
Did he take you on a jet ride?
No. What? We ain't none of us heard from him. He was hanging out with Mariah Carey and shit. I'm dead serious. Like, he was rich after this dude died. And everybody said that he killed him.
Dang.
It was fucked up, but he got all his money and he blew right through it. He's broke now.
That's wow. How did the guy die? He just died?
He died. Wow. He didn't tell nobody how.
Oh, wow.
He was there when he died, and he's the only person that knows.
They didn't do no damn autopsy.
Damn, he definitely killed him. He should be in jail.
Is that crazy? Crying at least for a month publicly on Instagram, playing sad songs, and then
listen, I'm gonna show y'all this nigga's Instagram page. You could tell that he had hella money
for 1 year,
and now from a week ago
he don't have nothing.
Oh shit, that's so sad.
He back living with one of his friends.
So do he be posting TBTs, take me back?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even really see him post like that no more.
I bet he don't.
He ain't got nothing to post.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn,
how
no
you
flex.
Go through mad money like
girl,
that
easily.
I don't know.
Do you know
I
how
do
much
it.
Stuff costs? Yes, girl.
Okay,
you might have a competition easily. He got the money.
Yeah, broke as fuck now, so you ain't have
well, girl, you asked how he did it. That's how jet ride. Girl freaking shopping, all that stuff.
That's it.
Come on.
I would think for my future, at least a little bit of that money. Like,
buy a house to live in.
Something.
Yeah. So now, Lala, I got to ask you this.
Come on.
Do you do role playing in the bedroom? Because since you act so much all the time, do you ever play different roles?
Girl, every time I change my wig, I am a new hoe. Okay? And that's on a daily basis. So when it comes to actual role playing in the bedroom, child, no. But honey, I give him a new look. Because we don't have to, child. I'll be ready to get straight to it. And so do it ain't, honey. I freaking suck him off, nigga. Be hard and ready to go. Like, what else is there to do?
Because
you know
we were talking about these fantasies that people have and how they do these like role playing fantasies. Mm-hmm. But some things are kind of off limits. It's a little too weird if somebody wants something from you. Like, say they want you to pretend you're a little girl, and you're like,
Okay, I'll tell you. I just thought about something. Never a little girl. We would probably have to break up. But anyways, it's one of those things where I used to do it because I'm silly. So I would be like, he'd be like, come on, babe, let's go. I'd be like, you don't know me like that. I'm a lady.
Crazy. Like, a little resistance.
He'd be like, come on, stop playing. Yeah, so I just thought about it. I would do something like that. And just randomly, I'd be like, you got to wait a little longer. You know?
Yeah.
And he'd be
that's
like,
cute.
Come on.
No, and it's a form of role playing.
Yeah, so I just thought about that just from time to time. But girl, you done spark something else. I'm going to go take it home, do it again. I've been going work.
You don't
want to
play around.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like playing these games.
I know, right? He'd be like, all right. So if I get mad every once in a while, he'll be like, I'm sorry. Like, act like he's somebody new, but never, like, actually in the bedroom, like, hi, daddy, right. And all that extra right. stuff. You know? You want me to be a freaking gorilla? Right.
Here you go again.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Zoomerang. What's going on with you? Tell us the truth.
What's happening?
You're used to doing punchlines throughout the
Zoomerang.
Show. We should have never started there.
I think you should do that, Zoomerang. She wasn't wrong.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, they're going to be mysteriously putting me off the show or something like that.
They'll be like, how did her character die?
Yeah. Look, ain't even she that didn't kind even of do show. Nothing,
right? She got caught in a snowstorm and died. Rest in peace, Tia. Oh,
but I was reading about people who have to do role play, right? Or they do that in their relationship, yeah. But sometimes some things cause like a red flag. Now, one of the most common fantasies is a rape fantasy.
What?
And that's like with somebody obviously that yeah. you are for real dating, but people like to role play, like they resist, they don't want it, you break in the house, da 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 da. Is something like that a red flag?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Then if my nigga wanna play rape me, and that, and then next thing you know, there's being rapes reported in the neighborhood.
Right, like what the fuck?
And you done encouraged the shit. Okay.
And it's only because of me that you done got better, nigga. We both going to jail. No.
You're accessory to a crime.
No.
But there's a lot of porn like that, though.
It is.
A lot of porn is based on
and
like
you know
that.
Who watching it? Rapists.
No.
Right. Well, I've seen
Stephanie
rape porn.
Me, you both watch rapists.
Do y'all watch it on the regular?
No. Not on the regular. I switch up my weird porn fetishes every
She watched
that
somebody get raped by a horse.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
All right, let the animal yeah. shit go, y'all. That's gonna be the last
that
one.
That was the last one. I'm done with mine, I promise.
That was it, okay?
No, but I've watched rape fantasy porn. I think I've done rape role play in the bedroom.
Do you have a safe word?
No. Safe word is like, yo, chill.
Get the fuck away
from
me.
Get off of me.
But he might think that's
part of the thing. But he's thinking that you're serious.
I know, yeah, we're doing part of the rape fantasy.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, keep saying that. And you're just like, no,
no,
for
I'm
real.
Not serious.
I can't breathe.
Right. Like, stop, I can't breathe.
And he was found dead from strangulation.
Exactly, you blew, and that's it, your life is over. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is an episode here.
No, I'm just saying, people do these things, and I was reading about how some people feel like, okay, I can't do that. Like the underage theme, you know, pretending to be a little girl.
That's
people have
weird.
An issue with that. The rape thing, people have an issue with that.
I could see why.
Is there anything else that would cross the line?
I think
act like my mom.
Your own mom.
You know what I mean? Because you know how they do the stepmom, though, sometimes. But what if they're like,
seen
you're
stepmom
the mom.
Porn.
You never seen the stepmom porn?
Yes, I have a
lot
of times.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. Yeah, so like.
They put a title on everything.
Like, yeah, like the mom. So what if he was like, act like you're my mom or something like that?
Whoa,
I would be like,
now
you
that's weird.
Are
yeah, that
sick.
Is a red flag.
That's kind of weird.
Like,
yes.
Act like my uncle. Or what? Touch me inappropriately.
Or you can be like, spank me like a baby. Like I'm a bad little baby.
Yes.
What?
Or act like a nigga.
Oh, now that's fair.
Put on these tubes.
Yeah, but nigga said to act like a New Yorker.
Act like a New Yorker.
Hey, yo, put on this
like,
durag.
You ready to get this dick?
Like.
Hey, what Red if he flag. Said, yes, I am.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take these Tim's off.
I think it would be embarrassing, though. Like, I think me, when I would get, because, like, to me, it's either funny or sexy. Like, I can't just, like, when I'm in the bed, I'm not laughing. Like, I'm dead serious.
I'm dying laughing.
You do?
I don't know. Yeah. I told you, I laugh, too.
I laugh all the time. My boyfriend be like, come on, stop. And I'll be real goofy. Like, I'll look up and while I'm giving him a hand and be like,
you do funny. I wouldn't even been able to tell. Like, oh, you play too much.
You play too amazing.
Don't push me out the way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's what I do.
Jokes during sex is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm cracking jokes during sex too, for sure.
I always be thinking like, yeah, the next hoe after me gonna be boring as hell,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
I think even like, because we've talked about this before, like lingerie. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm shy now that I think about it because I don't think I could just come out. Like, how are you supposed to come out in lingerie other than like if y'all.
You're supposed to open the door like this.
Yeah, like the movie. Like,
I'm supposed to boom, boom. Exactly.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, it's just so weird. With me, it's like, we'll be chilling and then I just start sucking your dick or something like that.
That's about right. Yeah. No, seriously.
We're just chilling and you also just suck my dick.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
No, but an easy way to ease into lingerie is like to wear a nice robe over it. it makes you feel
when you get out the shower or something like that.
Yeah, or no, like you could, you know, a lot of lingerie sets, they have nice silky robes that match. Mm-hmm. So it'll make you feel more comfortable. And then like when you're about to go suck his dick, you be like, slip. And then the lingerie is there. It's like, oh.
So
or
you could make breakfast.
Like that shit.
You could make breakfast in lingerie. One time, I promise you, like I was with my boyfriend of a long ass time. And I was like, I'm going to wear some lingerie and that's spice cute. It up a little bit. So I'll put the lingerie on. I came out. I was looking good. I came out. And he was like, what are you doing?
That happened to my friend.
And I was just like, I'm never
that
wearing lingerie.
That would make me feel
again.
So stupid.
That's how I feel. And I think ever since then, I've been like, because I think he was caught off guard because we were just chilling, whatever. I was like, I'm gonna go get in a shower. Like, we lived together at
trying
the time.
To surprise
yeah,
you.
I was trying to surprise him. He was like, what are you wearing? Like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
You look dumb.
You look dumb.
Bitch, you can't take that shit off and go be a dumb man. I'm wasting like money on that shit.
What if you walked out and his boys was all in the living room?
No,
shit.
Wow. No, we was already together.
And they said gangbang.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Junior, I only came here to dance.
Shoot. Ebony, you better
for real.
Hell no.
When Natasha and Daniel meet, they're both at a crossroads in life. Natasha is a practical girl who enjoys facts and science, while Daniel is a boy who loves to write poetry and believes in fate and destiny. Daniel tries to convince Natasha he can get her to fall in love with him scientifically by asking a series of questions. With just 24 hours before her family is deported from the U.S., Natasha wrestles between love and logic while the two spend the day together discovering a magnetic chemistry. Based on the number one New York Times bestseller, Fall in Love at First Sight with this modern day romance for today's generation, starring Yara Shahidi from TV's Grown-ish and Riverdale's Charles Melton. Do you think you could fall in love in 24 hours? The Sun is Also a Star, only in theaters May 17th, rated PG-13.
I think I've done lingerie, but I'm not really that into it. Hasn't been like a terrible experience, but it's stupid, kind of like because all you do is take it off. Yeah, I understand like the appeal of trying something different, but how long is it really on for?
If you got a sugar daddy, or if you got a nigga who you don't mess with on a regular basis, you doing a cute one night stand, somebody who ain't already seen you naked and stuff. Maybe so.
Right.
But after you know you done been with somebody, y'all done already got it popping. They done seen you naked a million times. Okay, that's cute.
No, and honestly, when you try it in a relationship, like you'll put it under your clothes, like you'll go out on a date and like have something sexy under.
I can see that.
But it don't make no sense because you get in the room, you start making out, everything comes off. He didn't even notice what you had.
He didn't even see it. Because he was drunk.
He didn't even see it.
And then afterwards, we're so emotional. We'd be like, babe, you ain't see that outfit I had on.
I spent $300 on that damn bra and panty.
And that's your mention underneath my clothes.
Hell no.
That's it. I'm not doing it. I'm wearing cotton.
You know what might be nice now? I'm thinking about it, right? How can lingerie work? If you set something up in the room, like with some champagne or something like that, and then you have your lingerie on so you don't automatically get into it.
Right.
Maybe you have like some music, some candles, some champagne, and have like a whole little situation.
That sounds cute. I'm not gonna lie.
It does sound cute. You can't just wear it
that
and take it off.
That sounds cute to ice.
It's
that,
but these niggas,
like,
what are you doing?
Well,
you coming over here?
No. So you coming to the bed? Like, what's good? Like, what? Y'all walking? What's all this for?
You got in the shower and you left these candles on.
Right.
What
are you doing?
I turned them on.
Totally different.
But a guy might appreciate that. I never tried that. But maybe they will. Who knows? Like, a guy might feel like.
I just know my baby, and at this point, no.
Right.
Like, but I feel like when they do that for us, it's cute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You come out and see some freaking candles and stuff.
Oh, we appreciate that so much.
And we will be
if
like,
our
oh my
boyfriends
God.
Wore like some sexy underwear, like even if as a joke,
well, I don't know what sexy.
Hold on, what sexy underwear?
Okay, so I'm about to tell you, because my ex,
satin.
He used to see
Sorry.
It. I think I'm like the guessing. Little Versace drawers when they not wearing the regular old Hanes.
Yeah,
that's
know,
a sexy drawer for them.
Yeah, the sexy drawer.
Any designer drawer that's supposed to be they sexy drawer.
No, Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, no.
So
I feel like Tommy is still like on the bracket like
the
Hanes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's the Hanes. Once you see the Versace. Think that's they sexy
or a little satin, a little silky underwear.
Look, I'm just playing.
That's like
they
ball.
What if he has an underwear where it's like an elephant trunk right here, and
they
he puts his dick
silky,
in the elephant
y'all.
Trunk?
But that would never be seen funny that? And we would
I saw that at a Chippendale situation. Yeah. And I think it looks so weird. And I know they be stuffing them, girl.
You don't want to feed a peanut. Stuff it.
Hell no.
Like, we promise no more animal references.
Oh, I just thought about I didn't even catch it. See, we was talking so much about the strip club, I overlooked it.
Angela is the nasty one. You peep that, right? It's her that keep bringing that shit up. Gay. Okay.
I know she be watching she like it. Animals. Check her history.
Check it. I don't look at porn on these.
That's you'd why you went on Google it. Was like, oh my God, what's this?
I just get Google.
Remember that?
Bestiality porn. Mm-hmm. And you see what comes up?
Yeah, from now on, it's literally trust just going to be all on your sponsor.
Certain things I just don't want to see. And that is one thing that I definitely don't want to see.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend it, to be honest. I've seen it. I don't recommend
it's
it.
It's definitely a turn off. And it looks like it would rip your... Like, I've seen a horse's dick on something before.
Yes.
They dick
that
is
shit
big.
Look disgusting.
And it's big and it's not shaped like a human penis. It's shaped like a horse penis.
I thought
it's
we agreed
yeah,
we wasn't going to talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it has like a funny tip.
Me
like,
and Lala out of this conversation. We don't want to talk about
like,
horse
oh, God, no.
It's not
again.
A turn on.
Wow. Wait, so you say I'm you sorry. Switch your wigs a lot, right?
Hell
so
yeah.
When it comes time for y'all having sex, your wig ever slid off or
no, girl, I take them off. He take them off.
Right.
So you just throw that shit.
Yes, child. We've been together
by
so
now,
long.
Three years.
You don't
yeah.
care.
It's nothing.
Like, even but even the first time that we messed around, I went out the room and came back in with a scarf. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, I'm not even taking a chance because
exactly.
I don't
right.
glue my wigs down.
Right.
I'm not that girl, child. Pop them on, off, put them on
keep
the door and keep it going. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I tried so that. My shit was back here at Lip Service yes. Live and so I'm
this is wig on
mm-hmm. yeah. He'll wash my hair if I need him to, like he'll take my freaking sewing the braids out sometimes. Girl,
that's love
tired.
That's yes. love.
He don't, you know, I'll ask him cause sometimes like I get it what nigga wants to do it, but if I truly need his help he'll
right,
be
he'll
like alright I got you.
Okay
yeah.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm, it's banging.
You think y'all gonna get married?
Hell yeah.
I think y'all gonna get married too, girl.
Me too. Look, I'm gonna invite yes. y'all to the wedding.
We're
oh my
be
god,
there.
Please!
Yes, that'll be super cute. Yeah. So
yes.
the crazy thing is, child, I don't even. I look forward to when I marry him, but God, just the thought of like a wedding is so much work.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like
it's
so
beautiful
much.
And it's fun, but it's a lot of work.
You think you're gonna be like a bridezilla?
No, I don't. I think I'm gonna let somebody literally just plan every single thing. I point out which one I want. I'm very. It's so weird. The only time I am creative is when it comes to my craft. Everything else, not so much. I don't know how to interior decorate. I don't know nothing. And I literally, they'd be like, send me an idea of what you want. I ain't got none. I need you to give me ideas so
that's
I can
why
pick
I
from
hired
there.
You
yeah,
for
you're
the
also
ideas.
Probably just not passionate about it because you could be good at it probably if you focus.
Yeah,
but that's to. Not where you're what you're interested.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're right. Hell, I just started getting into makeup. You know, I love it now. Mm-hmm. Freaking clothes and all that extra stuff. Prior to girl, I was just so chill. I was a tomboy,
right.
you know. So all of that stuff not interesting at all to me. Mm-hmm. But now it is.
Well, tell us what Lala Milan has coming up because we know
ooh,
you're a busy
oh
lady.
Oh my God, yes, girl. So, well, season 2 of Boomerang has been renewed. Thank you so much. I'm so excited
so
about
dope.
That. So that I just landed another role that I can't freaking talk about yet, but that's super cute.
It's is okay, it a movie, TV show, or Netflix,
it's
or what?
It's online.
Okay,
so it's a series online. Online, and I'm excited about that.
Can't wait
and,
to be a Netflix show.
Girl,
look.
I
gotcha.
Hello. I'm so excited about what's to come. But yeah, that's I've literally been working on producing stuff myself. Putting my creativity behind other people is mm-hmm. so fun. Writing scripts, I really enjoy that. And that's the main stuff. But my believe it or not, I'm super enjoying building my YouTube. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
We believe like, it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making us long form content because Instagram, I'm pretty much boxed into filming small skits, you
right.
know, and comedy on there. I'm stuck into a box. Anything other than comedy, it's like, give us a skit. Yeah. But on YouTube, I get to actually be myself. I'm actually freaking knowledgeable. I get to, you know, speak Spanish on there. I get to, nice. You know, do everything. And it's just like, I feel so free on YouTube. I get to be me. Yeah, girl, makeup tutorials, freaking clothing stuff, bringing people on, waxing people. I done fell in love with waxing people.
Oh, shit. That's yes. the game.
Yes.
You really are working waxing on that.
Waxing and chatting. Yes. So,
waxing where?
Waxing and chatting. So I created this thing that I'm actually about to bring to my IGTV where I have three cards and I bring different guests onto the channel. More recently, I had Kendall and I let them choose from one of the cards, whether you choose armpits, nose, or legs, whichever one you choose, it's the monetary value attached to it. And once we wax it, I cash app you.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's cute. I do like, you know, $150, $500, and $1,000.
No Brazilians?
I will do Brazilians if somebody want one. I really, girl, I got a wax machine and everything. Sanitary. I'm a licensed cosmetologist.
Got you into that.
She loves waxing.
That's the thing. I'm a licensed cosmetologist. So I've always been into everything beauty, but over time, different things just brought it back into my vision, which is weird. So I went on YouTube and I saw somebody do wax. No, I moved to Studio City and there's no walk-in waxing places like there was in Koreatown. I was like, my freaking cat is starting to look real hairy out here.
I can't get an appointment.
You know that European wax center.
Yes, come on. So I was like, who's going to do this for me? And I said, F it, I'm going to do it myself. So girl,
you waxed yourself. That seems like I can do that.
Yes. Me and my boyfriend waxed myself. I waxed my own armpits and we went to work on my cat girl, you know. So it looked like the episode with Martin when he was doing the...
That's scary.
But we got it done.
You let him do that? That's hard.
I applied.
Feel
he
bad the pain
child no he's a boy so it's like he was, come on let's do it and I'm like beat your
is it the hard wax or the hot wax?
It's hard wax.
The hard wax feels better.
Hard wax is lit. And somebody, actually one of my followers, they saw that I was waxing. They sent me their wax from their line and it actually attaches to the hair only.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a little less painful.
Right?
Yes. Not painless, but it's less painful.
Sugar.
Nice. How's that? Is it painful?
I don't think it's that bad. And it's really quick and it's so funny.
You make it yourself?
Me, myself?
You can make it. You know that.
She ain't doing that.
I need somebody that could do it as fast as possible so I can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But it's funny you say that because I do be having good conversations with the lady that be waxing me.
Me too. Yeah. Like, when I used to get waxes.
Yeah.
They used to tell me, one of them was on Tinder and she was dating all these different guys and she would always tell me every time I came in all the guys she went out with and what happened on Tinder.
Dang.
Yeah. Fun. It was interesting.
That's lit.
She ended up getting married to a guy from Tinder.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Shit is only weird when you go to get a Brazilian and you go to lay on the table. They like, you was on Love and Hip Hop, right? And I'm like,
I knew I recognized that pussy.
It's just weird. You know what I mean? It's like, now this bitch is in my pussy and she it's just weird.
I did laser hair removal.
Yeah, how is it?
It's good. I didn't never finish. I was about a little bit left still.
So you got patches.
Yeah, I still have some patches. But I did a lot of sessions. I probably need like two more sessions, but I never finished. I gotta go back and finish.
So whenever you finally finish the whole process, then you don't have to worry about hair growing at all.
Yeah, so
you gotta go finish.
So the way that it is now is that you could probably just do a little shave and there's nothing left because it's not a lot of hair.
Ange, that's like going to be in college, being a junior, then dropping out.
I got to finish.
Yes,
I just,
go finish.
I'm not going to lie, man. Laser hair removal, at first it was so painful. It gets easier.
It was painful?
Yes. But it gets easier like as you have less hair because my hair is thick too.
Mm-hmm.
So the thicker your hair is, the more it's going to hurt because they burn each hair off like individually. It's not
worse.
I don't have a lot of hair left. But yeah.
So you're probably just like, I'm good because it's just a little
bit. Yeah, it's not much, but I do want to do it because
please
you know,
do.
I do. I will. I need
Lala
to finish.
I want
to
see that pussy.
Yeah.
I'm literally just picturing like ball spots.
I did my underarms. I know it's bad because it'd be like one long hair and then like.
Sorry. You just got wrapped that shit around like a bun.
It's not that long. And dang. I feel bad. Like if you got to eat that and lick the one hair, it's just probably awkward.
Who licks hair?
Oh my God.
You have to if the hair is down there.
Oh my God. And y'all really opening my eyes today. Oh my God.
Well, anyway, okay, so go ahead. So you have the series coming online, but you can't tell us what it is yet.
On Netflix.
Yes. So that, and then, girl, honestly, my manager could tell you better than me, because I'm not gonna lie, girl. I be, and I mean that, I don't want that to come off wrong, but I really be forgetful. There's so many things going on that I honestly cannot keep up.
That's a blessing.
We did a whole bunch of meetings while we were here, which is super, super cute. One thing I'm looking forward to is being an ally for the LGBT community at this annual event that they do here. So I'm excited about hosting that. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, so you at BeautyCon having a good time.
Oh, that was so amazing, girl. Oh my God. Literally, it was my first time hosting BeautyCon, and that goes to show how far I've come in the beauty industry, because I was really, really trying to get into it. When I met my manager, the first thing I told him is I want to go into the beauty realm. And I started doing the whole makeup thing, everything like that, and they're finally recognizing me. So to go from last year, like I mentioned on my caption, being a plus one to actually hosting the whole thing, girl, that was everything. So it was bomb, because there was a whole bunch of craziness going on during the show, but it allowed me to show how great of a hostess that I was by keeping it all, you know, together. So that was so bomb. It was amazing.
That's dope. I love it. There's a lot of money to be made in that beauty world too.
Tell me about it. I love it, girl. And it's like, not only that, it's a whole different platform. You know what I'm saying? And I like it, because I feel like I'm a sore thumb. I feel like a lot of girls who go on a freaking beauty channel, they are boring. Like when I watch tutorials, I get tired of hearing you talk about your day and then get to your makeup 30 minutes later. So it's like, let's jump into it, talk a little bit while you're doing it, but otherwise, come on, like, you know, give me what I came for. But I be on there having a good time, child, keeping it where I let you know, look, a lot of times I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but we about to have a cute time up on this video, and I'm going to make it work in time.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see how this turns out.
I'm being me. Yeah. I notice when people go on YouTube, their whole voice changes. One of those things like, hey guys, welcome to my channel. Today I'm going to, and I found myself doing that. I had to stop the camera. I said, hell no. Nah. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lala, honey. You know what I'm saying? Got to go into me.
Right.
So yeah.
Everybody do that. Today we're going to show you how to do your brows.
Yes. Like, I don't want to hear all of y'all talk the same. It's so boring. So boring. So yeah, I like, yeah, freaking, oh, I'll tell you what. So I always, once I tackle one thing, I like to get into other stuff. So I'm excited to be getting into choreography with a couple of huge choreographers.
That's dope.
Yes.
You are doing everything.
Girl, I'm touching it all.
That's dope. That's exciting.
Hell yeah. I feel like the mistake that people make is once they accomplish something, they stick with it. And if you don't evolve and keep showing people that you're capable of more than what they think, then you die down, because we already seen everything you have to give
us. That's what I always say. When you get too comfortable, it's time to figure out what's next.
Absolutely.
One thing, I was at the Boomerang premiere in LA.
In LA, cute.
At the Grammy.
Oh, wow.
So they called everybody and they forgot a name. When I tell you, the whole entire crowd was like, Lala, you didn't say Lala. And they like, oh, she was like, Lena was like, oh my God, how can I forget this star, my favorite, da da da. And she went, but it was so crazy how much love. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't no. I don't think I knew nobody else's name though.
Well, they're all up and coming.
No, yeah, and not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but that's the effect is what I'm saying.
Taquan Richmond was on Everybody Hates Chris. That's where
I remember that from him from that. But Halle Berry was also there, so people was already just in awe. But then it was just so dope how like the whole entire crowd, that gotta feel good to have everybody yelling your name.
And I'm not gonna lie, I was so happy it happened that way.
Yeah,
because
it was dope.
Yes, it was a cute moment.
Yeah,
for people to give me that little moment of like excitement. And shout out to Lena, because she fought for me to actually be on the BET show. They tried to, like, apparently some people at BET didn't want me
because
they
felt like
BET
is
I was
like
just
that.
An influencer, and they didn't feel like I was capable of actually being an actress. And Lena was like, nah.
That's
we
dope.
Need her on here. So
I'm glad she did that, because that was the best thing they could have did.
Thank you so much. The same way she fought for me, then she goes hard for me all the time. She's constantly checking in like, you good? You need anything? And
that's
she
so
sincerely
dope.
Means that. When I met her, she gave me her number right off the bat.
That's
and I
dope.
Couldn't believe it, because people don't do that in Hollywood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
my
she's a real one.
My manager, take this person.
Go ahead. Hit me up. Mm-hmm. Slide me a DM.
Yes.
When people say that, I'd be like, I'm good. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, that's
let
bullshit.
You know, like, honey, I'm calling your bluff right now. Don't, you know?
I'm calling you right now.
Yeah,
because
I'm not going to make it. There's some people who do make it awkward. Give me your number. Right. Like, you be stuck like, hit my Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Right. But DM otherwise, me. Don't act like, you know, we having a chill moment and then you hit me at the end with da da da. We just talked for a whole 20 minutes just for you to redirect me to somebody else.
Yes, right.
I'm good. Right, thank you.
And that's we're fans good. Of her as well because we love the shy.
Oh, yeah. Hell, oh, my God. Have y'all been watching?
Yes,
and they just got renewed for season 3 already.
I just had Jacob Lattimore on the show this morning.
Man, yes. He is amazing. I love his mom, Tish. Mm-hmm. He's been going hard for a while. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Jacob.
This I remember the song on. He had, the songs he was pushing back in
it. Ain't that his?
Since he was a little baby.
Oh, yeah. Honey, he's been going in, but I love the shot.
Me too.
And the storyline is only getting better and better.
Hell yeah. He was like, he thinks it's going to be on for like a long time.
Yeah, because he's been on for a long time.
Because they do have so many storylines that are like developing.
They
even
do.
More.
Each time they play that dramatic music and somebody turn around, it's like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, y'all niggas good.
So now we're dealing with gentrification in Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's real though? They touch on every single thing in Chicago. You got the little boy growing up being in a gang. You got the little girl trying to love herself. You got the kids raising kids. Like,
right. I need the father's not around in the situation.
Yes. You got everything. The hustlers, you know, people getting robbed. It's just like,
trying to start a business.
Yeah.
The bougie girlfriend.
Yes, girl. I low-key want to be from the shop.
Yeah,
and watch
the shop is fine.
You know, who's good.
All right. Well, Lala, thank you so much for coming through. I'm glad we were able to pull you
I'm
in
so
last
I'm so excited
minute.
To be here. Thank y'all for having me. I know what the hell we was going to talk about, but now all I got to say is
See, y'all said no more.
That's the end.
I had to close it out. I was going to ask you if you're going to have animals at your wedding, but I didn't want to do it. Lip service.
MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is matte reinvented. The new matte formula is where matte meets moisture, giving you the zero shine look of a matte lipstick with instant long-term hydration and a weightless cushiony texture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly with a wide range of shades that are sure to complement any skin tone. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at maccosmetics.com.